A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews started to murmur in protest because Jesus claimed, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They kept saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? How can he claim to have come down from heaven?" "Stop your murmuring," Jesus told them. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. I will raise them up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, only the one who is from God has seen the Father. Let me firmly assure you, those who believe have eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, for you to eat and never die. I myself am the living bread to come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, they shall live forever. The bread I will give, my flesh, for the life of the world." In today's first reading in the lectionary, Elijah pleads with God to kill him, and it's no wonder Jezebel's after him, and that's because Elijah has just killed her 450 false prophets. Now, God feeds him in a wonderful way. He feeds him with hearth cakes and a jug of water. He eats, he goes to sleep, and God wakes him up and orders him to eat again. And then he walks for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. And that, of course, where he has that wonderful encounter with God, who's not in the earthquake or the fire, etc., but in the gentle wind. So there's this perhaps gentleness, but certainly intimacy of God with Elijah. Elijah, who's so desperate, so hungry for life. How are you desperate? What do you hunger for? Where are you on the road, this long 40 days, 40 nights journey, which mirrors, of course, the 40 years Exodus journey where God provided so wholly for God's people? How are you desperate? What do you hunger for? Where are you on the road? For you, are you desperate for intimacy? Are you desperate for healing and relationships? For physical healing? Suffer from addictions? Are you desperate to find ways to serve your sisters and brothers? Are you desperate to know more deeply your call? How are you desperate? What do you hunger for? Where are you on the road? As God fed the Israelites, and as God fed Elijah, God feeds us, only now in the most complete and satisfying way possible. God feeds us with his very self. And Jesus, in today's gospel, tells the people this: "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They say, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? Now, how can he do this?" And it's almost as if, well, they could believe somebody could do it, but not somebody like Jesus or somebody, the son of Joseph. And then next week we'll hear their reaction to the last line of today's gospel: "The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Next week they say, you know, how can he give us this flesh to eat? It's almost as if Jesus is, as this difficult sixth chapter of John proceeds, Jesus keeps challenging them more and more deeply, prompted by their challenging him of course. What's our reaction to this offer of God, of Himself, this offer of Jesus as the bread of life? What's our reaction? Do we believe it? Do we kind of believe it in a way, kind of in our heads, but not really rely on it? Belief, that's the real call that Jesus commands, demands, invites, prompts from the people in this gospel story, or tries to prompt belief. Belief in Jesus as the bread of life, the bread come down from heaven. Belief that this Jesus is God's flesh for us. In the Eucharist, we celebrate this belief. We celebrate this reality of God becoming food for us, satisfying whatever hungers we have, giving us strength for the journey wherever we are on the road. May this Eucharist reveal to us the ways in which God feeds us. And then we can respond as companions with one another. We share the bread of life. We ourselves become, in a sense, the bread of life. Each of us a different variety of bread, feeding those with different needs. We share with one another, companions, bread sharers, literally. Many of us are Dominicans, and in a special way celebrating the Feast of St. Dominic this weekend. We are companions along the road for one another, sharing with one another the many ways in which God feeds us His word through various people who come into our life. How will God feed us today? What do we hunger for? Do we believe that God will feed us? How, in fact, does God feed us today? When are we ready to share that bread of life, that bread come down from heaven with one another?